It's been 12 days since the Oso landslide hit. The medical examiner's office says 29 people have died. Hopes of finding survivors are dwindling. As KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, some of the search crews have been out there since the very beginning, doing intense physical and emotional work.
Rescue operations managers are very conscious about giving those crews a break, letting them rotate in and out so they can rest and recharge. Fire Captain Ronald Klemecki led a landslide recovery in a small town in California several years ago, and he helped in New York after 9/11. He says he's been watching as the Oso landslide crews struggle in the mud and debris.
People in the rescue world, they take a burden because they go there to make an impact, and they try to be successful. They give it their all, and sometimes you just don't get to that point. When I was in New York, we were there 10 days, but we only discovered two victims.
He says that's for his small group. They were one of many. And he says it's hard because he wanted so badly to help the families. Lieutenant Richard Burke of the Bellevue Fire Department is one of those people who's been out there in the slide zone near Oso searching for days.
For me, success is the end of the day when we arrive back at the Oso Fire Department and those family members walk up and I see them shake somebody's hand or give them a hug and they say thank you. And we're here just to support and help this community, but they're stronger than probably me, all of us. But for me, that's success.
Asked how he shifts from a rescue to a recovery operation, he says he doesn't really. He just keeps working. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.